American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. As questions swirl about the future of President Joe Biden, House Democrats held a closed-door meeting on Capitol Hill today amid recent division in the party over the president's health and mental ability. Democrat California Representative Pete Aguilar recapped the meeting and told reporters his colleagues are all on the same page. They cannot let former President Trump back in office.
The choice before the American people this November is moving forward with a stronger economy, lowering costs and safer streets, or the chaos and extremism of Donald Trump.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked today if the president had thwarted efforts for him to step aside and allow another candidate to come forth.
Look, you know, you heard the president yesterday when he called into Morning Joe, did about 18 minutes of Q&A yesterday morning. He spoke very, very, I think, forcefully, passionately about where he stands, about how he sees things moving forward. And we also have said many times, we respect members of Congress, we respect their view.
A Navy sailor tried to access President Biden's medical records earlier in the year. Here's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
The Navy says a junior enlisted sailor based at Fort Belvoir in Virginia tried to access President Biden's medical records multiple times on February 23rd, but failed to pull up the proper Joe Biden. NCIS began investigating 3 days later after someone told military authorities what the sailor had done. Naval officials won't reveal the sailor's name, but said he told them he tried to access the records just out of curiosity. 3 weeks earlier, Special Counsel Robert Hur's report was released, declining to pursue charges over the mishandling of classified documents, calling the president a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. As for any consequence here, the Navy would only say the sailor was disciplined administratively. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Some University of Texas at Austin students arrested during anti-Israel unrest in April will receive academic probation or suspension from the school, Texas Scorecard reports. Emails obtained by KUT News showed the school accused at least 4 students recently of failing to comply with directives and disrupting teaching and learning during the demonstrations. Of the 4, 3 will receive a form of probation known as deferred suspension, which allows them to remain students as long as they do not violate any additional university rules. A 4th student accused of damaging property will be suspended from all UT Austin premises for 2 years, after which he can reapply to the university. A foreign policy group is issuing a new warning about Arab countries donating to American universities. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
The American-Israeli Cooperative Enterprise released its findings on donations. Matt Lamb is associate editor for the College Fix. He said the main concerns are transparency issues and how these Arab governments might be influencing these American universities.
A report from the American-Israeli Cooperative Enterprise found that about 1/4 of all donations from foreign countries that have gone to American universities in the past 4 decades have come from Arabic countries. There can be concerns because many of these Arabic countries are hostile to Israel.
But Lamb said that does not mean those funds were used to directly or indirectly promote those viewpoints. However, the author encouraged further transparency in foreign donation reporting. Mitchell Bard is that report's author. The College Fix quotes an email from him in which he says, quote, funding can be an incentive / disincentive to take a particular position. Bard also wrote some possible examples, including, quote, faculty may teach skewed versions of history, downplaying, for example, terrorism, end quote. Lamb said the possible skewed teaching could be a factor in today's campus climate.
So this report is another part of the story of why there might be some problems on college campuses with anti-Semitism and hostility towards Israel.
The remnant of Beryl continues to move to the northeast across the U.S. and is moving through parts of the Midwest today. Flash flood watches are in effect from Missouri to Michigan. And the Storm Prediction Center says there is an enhanced risk. That's a level 3 out of 5 of severe storms across the lower Ohio Valley. Tornadoes are possible in association with the remnant of Beryl. I'm Robert Thornton.